Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by Menlo Park Dental Excellence, providing general dentistry with quality care to all patients, serving patients one at a time with no triple booking, flexible hours Monday through Saturdays, mpdentalexcellence.com.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. For the first time ever, individual school districts have been relieved of the academic and financial sanctions of the federal No Child Left Behind Act. 8 school districts, all of them in California. U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan made the announcement yesterday. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tentakulis has more.
Most of the school districts granted a waiver from No Child Left Behind are among the biggest in the state. Los Angeles, Long Beach, Santa Ana, Fresno, and San Francisco.
We're feeling elated.
That's San Francisco Superintendent Richard Carranza. He and the 7 other superintendents came together last year after federal education officials rejected California's application for a waiver. Normally, the federal government only grants waivers to entire states. The 3-year exemption announced Tuesday is the first multi-district waiver, meaning the 8 districts don't need to meet strict federal performance benchmarks. On top of that, the 8 districts will get to decide how to spend more than $100 million a year of federal funding intended to help low-income kids.
All evidence that I've seen indicates that No Child Left Behind has not worked well. What we're doing is actually innovating around a very, very high bar for all students.
That high bar now includes a new way to evaluate teachers. In exchange for the No Child Left Behind waiver, the 8 districts have promised to include student test scores as a factor in determining whether a teacher is doing a good job in the classroom. That compromise is not sitting well with teachers' union leaders like Dennis Kelly, president of United Educators of San Francisco. He says any change to teacher evaluations have to be negotiated at the bargaining table. Kelly says districts agreed to the federal waiver terms without getting their union's blessing.
It's an absolute distraction. Pissed off. Yeah. If people think that they're working together with us, then they're either talking out of both sides of their face or they're simply lying.
Others say in applying for the waiver, the districts are undercutting the state's authority in setting education policy. Michael Kirst is president of the State Board of Education. He says the waiver could create confusion in how federal education law is applied to California schools.
It's experimental. We'll see what happens. I don't know what to make of it. It's a sort of a gamble on the part of the federal government, and we'll have to wait and see how it plays out.
But leaders of the 8 districts say they're blazing a trail for other school officials, and being free of No Child Left Behind creates new opportunities for classroom learning. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.
The Los Angeles County Treasurer's Office will no longer do business with securities brokers that make political contributions to school bond campaigns. The LA Times notes a number of recent studies have found just about every securities broker hired by a California school district contributed to the district's bond campaign and was then retained without competitive bidding, costing taxpayers millions of dollars in inflated debt payments. The LA County Treasurer's Office is one of the state's largest municipal bond insurers, and this announcement is expected to ring loudly across California. This week, the state's largest school district handed out iPads to teachers, training them just in time for the new school year. It's part of a $30 million plan to give tablets to more than 30,000 students in 47 schools. KPCC's Adolfo Guzman Lopez tells us if this stage goes well, the program will expand to include the entire LAUSD.
We've gotten used to seeing hundreds of people waiting in line to get their shiny new Apple gadget, but this line is a little different. It's not outside the Apple store at the Grove, but outside a classroom at LA Unified's Roosevelt High School. And the eager crowd is made up of public school teachers participating in a program that brings iPads into the classroom.
It's so exciting for the students that they're going to be able to use iPads every day, you know, to do instant research at their fingertips. Literally, I mean, the world is coming to them.
Jennifer Chang is one of 1,500 teachers who will use the iPads at LA Unified Schools this academic year. To prepare them, the district is giving teachers 2 to 3 days of training. Third grade teacher Tiffany DeCourcy hopes that's enough. She just got her iPad and is about to walk into one of the training rooms.
I'm just hoping that the training will be of such that I can really utilize it efficiently. Because if you have something but you don't know how to use it, what's the point?
As her group is getting started, LA Unified's head of instruction, Jaime Aquino, makes a rousing speech.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Come on, guys. Are you as excited as I am?
Yes.
So if you are, let's try that again. Good morning, everyone.
Good
morning. Very good. Now you're probably wondering.
The devices come with standard iPad apps that'll help students with school projects. Another set of specially designed apps will help prepare students for English and math standardized tests. But there are glitches. On this day, passwords don't work, and some of the devices can't connect to the school server. Aquino asks teachers to be patient.
There are going to be bumps and glitches, like with anything in life. But don't give up. Don't give up, because we can work those through. And I think we're going to see a difference.
30,000 students are set to get the iPads in the first phase. Aquino says devices are just devices and can't replace the biggest resource the district has for learning.
And there's nothing like having a teacher. So this is not to replace you. But why am I excited? Because I can't wait to see what you're going to do for our kids under your leadership with this tool.
To expand the program and give an iPad to LA Unified's 640,000 students would cost $500 million. Aquino tells half a dozen journalists invited to this training that it's a done deal. But standing nearby, school board member Monica Ratliff said it's not.
We're going to have a chance after this process to look at what worked, what do we still need to work on, before we vote on the other $250 million.
LA Unified staff is expected to give the school board a report in the fall on how the iPads are working in the 47 schools. Classes in the district start Tuesday of next week. For the California Report, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez in Los Angeles.
And finally today, entomologists at UC Davis report the Mediterranean fruit fly has established permanent residence in California, despite decades of spraying and the repeated release of sterilized males into the medfly mating pool. State ag officials had claimed they eradicated the medfly. Officials now say they'll read the report, but it's unlikely to change anything. They blame recent infestations on human travelers carrying infested contraband fruit into Southern California from overseas. That's the California Report for Wednesday, August 7th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Follis Family Fund for coverage of climate change. The California Teachers Association, celebrating 150 years of advocating for all students, educators, and California's public schools and colleges. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems such as email archiving for compliance and litigation readiness. Barracuda.com.